Building an audience is only valuable if you can convert that engagement into sustainable revenue. The most successful businesses in 2025 are those that have mastered community monetization, turning those audience relationships into multiple revenue streams. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. We've reached the fourth episode of our audience growth series, and what a journey it's been. Thank you all for the amazing feedback. Over the past three episodes, we've built your foundations by going detective mode to create strategic clarity. We've created content that converts browsers into followers, and we've developed platform-specific visibility strategies that get you noticed by the right people. Today, we're focusing on the ultimate goal, building systems that scale your audience growth beyond what you can achieve through manual effort alone. This is about transitioning from being the only person who does all the audience building work to creating systems that attract, engage, and convert your ideal clients, even when you're not actively working on your business. The entrepreneurs who achieve sustainable long-term audience growth are not the ones working hardest on their content every single day. They're the ones who've built smart systems that compound over time, creating momentum that lasts. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how to create audience growth systems that work while you sleep, how to leverage events and collaborations for exponential growth, and how to build processes that scale your reach without burning you out. Before we dive in, have you downloaded my free guide, 25 Ways to Grow Your Audience Without Paying for Ads? The PDF contains many of the organic marketing methods I've used to scale both of my businesses to beyond six figures before spending anything on ads. You can grab your copy at nikkihutchison.com/25, that's 25 ways. Now let's get into creating audience growth systems that scale. One of the most powerful ways to accelerate audience growth is through live challenges and events. While consistent daily content builds steady momentum, well-executed events can add hundreds or even thousands of engaged followers in a short space of time. The psychology behind event-based growth is really interesting. When you host a challenge or special event, you create a sense of community and shared experience that's impossible to replicate with regular posting. People don't merely consume your content, they participate in something bigger alongside others. Challenge-based growth strategies work because they combine urgency, community, and transformation. When someone joins your challenge, they're making a commitment not only to you, but to themselves and to the group. This creates much higher engagement than passive content consumption. I've used this strategy many times in my business, and each challenge has generated significant audience growth plus direct business results. My own challenges regularly bring in up to 1,000 participants and have filled multiple cohorts of my group programs. The audience growth impact also lasts far beyond the challenge itself. Planning your challenge strategy starts with identifying a specific outcome you can help people achieve in 3 to 5 days. This needs to be something meaningful but achievable. A quick win that both demonstrates your expertise and gives participants confidence in your methods. The most effective challenges focus on outcomes rather than simply education. So in my business, instead of 5 days of marketing tips, I might create 5 days to your first lead magnet or build your content strategy in 5 days. People want results, not purely information. Quick disclaimer here, online challenges are a lot of work, and the first time you host one is probably going to feel pretty daunting. But you can offset much of the stress just by being really well organized. Ahead of the challenge, make sure you have registration systems, daily content delivery methods, community spaces for participants to connect, and follow-up email sequences that nurture them into your paid offerings. I typically run challenges in dedicated Facebook groups backed up by email sequences, according to where my audience is most active. The key is to create a contained experience that feels special and inclusive. Using challenges successfully for audience growth means having clear systems for promotion, delivery, and follow-up. The most successful challenge creators can run these events repeatedly because they've systemized every aspect of the process. Webinar and masterclass strategies work similarly to challenges, but in a more condensed timeframe. A single high-value training session can add significant numbers to your audience if it's promoted effectively and packed with actionable content. Another thing you're going to want to do is to over-deliver on value. When participants tell their friends, "You need to hear what they taught me in this free training," your audience then grows organically through word of mouth. So here's your first action step. Plan your next challenge or event-based growth strategy. Choose a specific outcome you can help people achieve and map out a 3 to 5 day delivery structure. If you're looking for more information and a lot more detail on exactly how to put together challenges and masterclasses, listen back to episodes 8 and 9 of season 2 of this podcast, where I go into much more detail on how to do this. Some of the most effective audience growth happens through strategic collaborations with other businesses and content creators. This isn't about one-off partnerships. It's about building systematic approaches to mutual audience growth that benefit everyone involved. Content collaboration systems can take lots of different forms, but the most effective ones are built on genuine value exchange rather than simple promotion swaps. When you collaborate with someone whose audience would genuinely benefit from knowing about you, the results can be incredible. Podcast swaps have been pretty effective for my business. I interview someone on my show, they interview me on theirs, and both audiences benefit from the diverse perspectives. This creates value for listeners while introducing each host to new potential clients. Joint venture strategies also work brilliantly when you partner with complementary service providers. I regularly collaborate with business coaches, web designers, and copywriters because our audiences overlap, but our services complement rather than compete. One successful approach is creating joint lead magnets or training sessions. When two experts combine their knowledge to solve a specific problem, the result is more valuable than either could create alone, and both audiences benefit. Cross-promotion systems need to be strategic rather than random. The most effective collaborations happen between people who serve similar audiences but offer different solutions. This ensures genuine value for both audiences rather than irrelevant promotion. Community collaboration approaches involve participating in each other's groups, events, or programs in meaningful ways. This might mean guest expert sessions, joint challenges, or simply being genuinely supportive of each other's content. The key to successful collaboration is thinking long-term. The best partnerships develop over time as you build genuine relationships with other business owners. Quick promotion swaps rarely generate lasting results. I have many workshops that I can deliver in communities. For more beginner-based communities, I deliver workshops on audience growth along the lines of what's included in my 25 Ways PDF. And for more advanced communities of business owners, that's where I dig into the new ways of marketing and taking a multi-channel approach. Do you have a community of business owners who would benefit from one of my sessions? If so, do reach out. Summit and bundle participation also offers excellent opportunities for rapid audience growth. When you participate in online summits or contribute to collaborative bundles, you're instantly exposed to hundreds or thousands of ideal prospects. One thing to be mindful of, though, is when there are too many business owners offering too many freebies inside a bundle, then that's when people lose interest. And that's when you end up with lots of people on your email list who are actually never going to engage or buy from you. Nowadays, I much prefer to participate in paid bundles where business owners are investing in their own success and where numbers of participating businesses are limited. Referral systems also create ongoing audience growth through satisfied clients and partners. When you systemize how people can refer others to you, you create compound growth that doesn't require constant effort from you. The most successful entrepreneurs I know have built networks of mutual support where everyone benefits from shared audience growth. This isn't about using people, it's about creating genuine value for multiple audiences simultaneously. Your second action step then. What do you want to become known for? Put together a workshop concept around that and reach out to 3 communities that you think would benefit from it. Once somebody says yes, then you can flesh out the concept into a full workshop so you're not wasting any time before then. Building an audience is only valuable if you can convert that engagement into sustainable revenue. The most successful businesses in 2025 are those that have mastered community monetization, turning those audience relationships into multiple revenue streams. Membership model strategies work very well for service-based business owners, because they create predictable, recurring revenue while providing ongoing value to your audience. This might be a monthly membership with training content, a community with expert support, or a combination of both. Make sure your membership offers something unique and is designed in a way that is manageable for you and your team, if you have one, to deliver on repeat. We've got something like that coming very soon, so stay tuned. The key to successful membership models is ensuring that the value increases over time. Members should feel like they're getting more benefit the longer they stay, not less. This means continuously adding new elements, new content, facilitating member connections, and evolving based on member feedback. There are so many different strands to memberships now. It's a really exciting business proposition. Exclusive content strategies create additional value for your most engaged audience members. This could be behind-the-scenes content, early access to new offerings, or exclusive training sessions that aren't available to your general audience. I've found that my most engaged audience members are willing to pay for deeper access and more personalized support. They've already experienced value from my free content and want more intensive help. Community-driven product development involves your audience in creating solutions they actually want to buy. Instead of guessing what people need, ask your community directly and develop offerings based on their specific challenges. This approach virtually guarantees successful launches because you're creating something people have already told you that they want. Your audience becomes invested in the success of products that they helped to shape. Retention-focused growth strategies recognize that keeping existing audience members engaged is often more valuable than constantly acquiring new ones. This definitely happens in my business. Whenever one of my programs finishes, the majority of people roll over onto the next one because they've already experienced incredible results. A smaller, highly engaged audience like this that regularly buys from you is far more valuable than a large, disengaged following. Premium community tiers allow you to serve different segments of your audience at different price points. You might have a free community for prospects, a low-cost membership for customers, and a high-touch mastermind for your most committed clients. Live event monetization can generate significant revenue while strengthening audience relationships. This might be virtual workshops, in-person retreats, or conference-style events that bring your community together. The most successful community monetization happens when your audience doesn't feel sold to. They feel supported. When people genuinely value being part of your community, monetization becomes a natural extension of that relationship. So your third action step is to design one community monetization strategy that would provide ongoing value to your audience while creating recurring revenue for your business. The ultimate goal of audience growth systems is building genuine relationships at scale. At first, this seems contradictory. How can you automate relationship building? The answer lies in creating systems that feel personal, even when they're automated. Email nurture sequences are the foundation of automated relationship building. Well-crafted email sequences can guide new subscribers through your expertise, share your story, and build trust over weeks or months without requiring daily input from you. The most effective nurture sequences feel like personal conversations rather than marketing automations. They share real stories, provide genuine value, and gradually introduce people to your philosophy and approach. CRM, customer relationship management systems for audience management, help you track relationships and interactions even as your audience grows. This might be as simple as tracking where people come from and what they're interested in, or as sophisticated as scoring engagement levels and personalizing follow-up accordingly. And you don't even need to use an expensive CRM system for this. You can start off by using Google Sheets. We use our CRM to track which lead magnets people downloaded, which events they've attended, and what they've purchased. This helps us provide relevant, personalized content, even with thousands of subscribers. From there, you can then use segmentation strategies, which allow you to treat different audience segments appropriately. Someone who downloaded your beginner guide needs different follow-up than someone who attended your advanced masterclass. Social media automation tools can help maintain consistent presence without consuming all your time. This doesn't mean scheduling generic content. It means creating systems for consistent, valuable posting while maintaining authentic engagement. The key to successful automation is ensuring it enhances rather than replaces genuine human connection. Automation should handle the logistics so you can focus on the relationship-building conversations that matter. The most successful automated relationship building feels invisible to your audience. They simply experience consistent, relevant communication that strengthens their connection to you and your business. Your fourth action step then, set up one automated system for nurturing new audience members or maintaining relationships with those important existing ones. The overall goal of systemizing audience growth is building processes that continue generating results even when you're not actually working on them. This is the difference between having a job in your business and having a business that works for you. To make this happen, you need to build content system automation into your business, which involves creating processes for consistent content creation and distribution that don't require daily decision-making from you. This might mean batching content creation, using scheduling tools effectively. You should know by now that my favorite is Adobe Express, or even building team systems for content production. The most successful content systems balance automation with authenticity. You want consistent output without losing the personal touch that makes your content valuable. Team delegation strategies become crucial as your audience grows. You can't personally respond to every comment, manage every collaboration, or handle every aspect of community management. Building team systems allows you to maintain quality while scaling reach. To make this happen, you need to build systems, including process documentation, which ensures that audience growth activities can continue even when you're not around. This includes everything from content creation workflows to community management procedures to partnership outreach processes. Quality control systems which maintain your brand standards and voice, even when others are helping with implementation. This might include approval processes, brand guidelines, or training programs for team members. Passive lead generation systems which continue attracting new audience members without requiring daily promotion from you. This includes SEO-optimized content, layered lead magnets which introduce your paid products and referral systems, and automated cross-promotion with partners. The key to building systems that work without you is starting with clear processes that you can document, train others to implement, and gradually automate where appropriate. The most successful entrepreneurs have built businesses that generate audience growth and revenue even when they're on holiday, sick, or focusing on other projects. This level of systemization takes time to build, but creates true business freedom. We've covered a lot. So what comes next? You now have the foundations, content strategy, visibility tactics, and systems thinking necessary to build sustainable audience growth that translates into business results. The key to success with everything we've discussed is implementation. Nothing will happen if you don't take action. These strategies only work when you actually put them into practice over time. So choose the approaches that resonate most with your strengths and business model, and commit to executing them thoroughly rather than trying to do everything all at once. Start with your foundations from episode one. Make sure you have clarity on your ideal client journey and have gone detective mode thoroughly. Everything else builds on this foundational groundwork. Focus on content that converts using the frameworks from episode two. Remember that strategic content pillars and savable, shareable moments are more valuable than random posting. Choose your visibility platform strategically based on episode three. Master one or two platforms rather than trying to be everywhere at first. And remember that community participation often generates better results than solo content creation. And finally, build systems gradually using today's strategies. Start with one automation or process improvement rather than trying to systemize everything immediately. The businesses that achieve sustainable audience growth are those that think in systems rather than tactics. Every strategy we've discussed is more powerful when it's part of a cohesive approach rather than random activities. Because audience growth is a marathon, not a sprint. And the entrepreneurs who are still growing their audiences successfully 5 years from now will be those who build sustainable approaches now that they can maintain long-term. If you want an extensive toolkit of organic growth strategies that complement everything we've covered in this series, grab my guide, 25 Ways to Grow Your Audience Without Paying for Ads. It's free and you can get it now at nikkihutchison.com/25, that's 25 ways. These are the proven methods that have helped my clients build fully booked businesses and achieve multiple six and seven figure launches, all without spending a penny on ads. Before I sign off, I need to tell you, the feedback from this audience growth mini-series has really been incredible. I've had so many questions about audience growth on the back of it and my audience growth masterclass last week. One question I've heard a few times is, What are the quickest ways to improve your audience growth results? Because we all want to do everything now, don't we? And it got me thinking about all the simple tweaks that can make a massive difference. So I've put together a special bonus episode for you. 10 simple ways to multiply your audience growth. These are the quick wins, the easy shifts, and the small changes that are going to have a huge impact on how quickly your audience grows. No complicated systems, no massive time investments, just simple tweaks to what you're already doing. That bonus episode will be out next Friday at 7 a.m. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you don't miss it. I think you're going to love how actionable and straightforward these strategies are. Thank you so much for joining me for this audience growth series. It's been a pleasure sharing these strategies with you. And I look forward to seeing you again next week for those tips. And I hope that in the meantime, you'll implement what we've been discussing to start building the audience your business deserves. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with those 10 simple ways to multiply your audience growth. Because growing an audience will help your business go from overlooked to fully booked. Until then, take care and keep marketing.